Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lur Nishma, Sarim, Yaakov Shalom, and Le'a Pas Yitzchok. We're holding with Metziah Daf Chov Gimel. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis speaks about the three things that the Talmid Chacham is Meshaleh. He doesn't say the full truth. The first one is by Meseches. Rashi says that they ask him if he knows the Mesechta. He says he doesn't know it so well. The third one is Ushpizo, speaking about the host, if the host was a good host or not. We don't want the inappropriate guest to go to that host. And the second one is Purya. What is Purya? Rashi learns that Purya means a bed, referring to Tashmish. They ask him if he had Tashmish. The Mefarshi already bothered that what's the Chiddush? Like, why should anybody speak about this topic? And they come with different answers. But the Maharshon Chiddush HaGadol tells us that Purya means Purim. In Yonad Yoimo, talk about the day of Purim. What does that have to do with Talmid Chacham? We know there's an inyan that a person should drink wine at the lo yoda, he should get completely drunk. At Talmid Chacham, if they ask him, did you get to the level at the lo yoda? He lies about it and says, I did. He says he got drunk, but he really did not get drunk. And the Sefer Yad Chanoich, it goes on to explain the Maharsha a little bit more. It says, we find in the Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yoino, he would drink wine only in Pesach. And after drinking wine, forcing himself to drink wine, he would have a huge headache until Shavuos. So the obvious question is, what about Purim? Why didn't he drink wine in Purim? You see from this Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi holds, Rabbi Yoino holds, that a Talmid Chacham should not drink wine in Purim too much. And therefore he did not mechav himself to drink wine on that day, only on Pesach. And he goes on to explain, that we made that's the Pshat in our Gemara. If they ask a Talmid Chacham, do you drink wine? So really, a Talmid Chacham should not drink. But a person who says, I didn't drink, that means he's showing that he's such a Talmid Chacham. So it's a little bit of a gaivo, similar to what we said regarding Mesechto. So therefore he lies about it. And he continues on to say a beautiful word, al derech halotzo. It's not the plush of Pshat, but it goes nicely based on what we're learning. He says, who argues on Rabbi Yoino? It's Rabbo, because the Gemara in Megillah says that Rabbo got so drunk that he shechted Rabbi Zeira. Now the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that the covet of a king is equal to the covet of a Talmid Chacham. So he says, according to this you can understand that this is the discussion between Vashti and Achashverosh. Achashverosh drank in Mishti Hayayin and got drunk. So Vashti sent them a message. They said, you know that my father, he never got drunk. What did she mean to say? He says, according to this, Pshat is, like a Talmid Chacham, a king should not get drunk. Because she holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yoino in the Yerushalmi. But Achashverosh said, no, I hold like Rabbo, that Talmid Chacham should get drunk. If Talmid Chacham should get drunk, also a king should get drunk. So Nimtza, the Machlokes Rabbo and Rabbi Yoino, is the discussion between Vashti and Achashverosh. After Achashverosh kills Vashti, they go and announce in the whole Medina Samelech. And the pasuk says, "V'nishba pizgam ha-melech asher yaseh b'chol machusoy ki rabbahu." So it says the Yad Chanoich, "Rabbo remes to rabbahu." You know what we are announcing b'chol medinos ha-melech? That we paskin like rabbo ki rabbahu. If it's rabbo, so that's why Achashverosh killed Vashti, because Vashti was chutzpahdik to Achashverosh. She told him something wrong. She complained to him that he got drunk. But if you hold like Rabbo, Achashverosh is okay to get drunk, and therefore it was right that he killed Vashti, not like the Gemara over here in Bo Metzio, that the Bechochas Mishani bepurayo in Purim. There's a very cute word, al derech ha'alotzo, very fitting for Purim. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava, email us to Hotzogo, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.